Congressional action on a spending plan.
Republicans and Democrats coming together. I think that's a thing to celebrate.
Financial market mayhem.
If you are a long-term investor, that's what you're signing up for.
Two nations, one flag.
Political intrigue at the Olympic opening ceremony.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. It was just before the break of dawn in Washington, D.C. when the House passed a budget deal after working all night, effectively ending a government shutdown just hours after it began. We're live now with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The funding lapse technically continues, Steve, until President Trump signs the budget bill. It's just been delivered here at the White House. All across Washington, there's a bit of confusion as to whether agency employees should be reporting to work this morning. They've been advised to check with their bosses. The drama over all this began late yesterday when, despite support from GOP and Democratic leaders, Kentucky Republican Rand Paul objected to holding a Senate vote on the two-year budget deal any sooner than 1 a.m. today. His complaint? The trillion-dollar deficits he says this bill would create.
What you're seeing is recklessness trying to be passed off as bipartisanship.
In the end, the bill passed the Senate at 2 a.m. and the House at 5:30 a.m., perhaps a day late, but not a dollar short. Steve?
After yesterday's wipeout on Wall Street, financial markets are now in correction territory, a 10% decline from its latest peak. And for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it was the second 1,000-point-plus sell-off in a week. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Corrections are part of markets. There's nothing abnormal about it. It's just that we haven't had one in 2 years, so maybe we just sort of need to get used to the fact that the downs are just as common as the ups.
Futures markets are mixed ahead of today's opening bell. Now to South Korea. CBS's Steve Futterman joins us with details of the opening ceremony at the Winter Olympic Games.
Well, Steve, we have never seen an opening ceremony quite like this. Pomp and circumstance, political intrigue, and a handshake that will be seen around the world. The handshake took place at the very start as South Korean President Moon entered the stadium. He shook hands with the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Vice President Pence is also at the ceremony. Before the ceremony, Pence briefly showed up but skipped a reception hosted by Moon, which was also being attended by North Korea's ceremonial head of state. Pence, according to some reports, refused to shake the North Korean's hand. As for the opening ceremony, it's now wrapping up. The cauldron, we are told, will be lit by the great figure skater Kim Yoo-na. Live at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
And at the Games, the chairman of the board of the U.S. Olympic Committee says the Olympic system has a black eye after the Larry Nassar case.
The Olympic system in the United States failed these athletes. And we are part of the Olympic system in the United States.
Larry Probst says officials should have sought out Nassar's sexual abuse victims and should have attended early court hearings. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is facing scrutiny after Staff Secretary Rob Porter's resignation amid abuse allegations from his two ex-wives. CBS's Juliana Goldman has more from the White House.
We all could have done better over the last few hours or last few days.
Spokesman Raj Shah told reporters Chief of Staff John Kelly only became, quote, fully aware of the abuse allegations Wednesday. But CBS News has learned the FBI told the White House about Porter's abusive behavior in November of 2017. And that's putting Kelly in the crosshairs, his reputation for discipline and order diminishing.
In a staff email last night, Kelly called domestic violence abhorrent. Hundreds of flights have been canceled in the Midwest as a major storm dumps snow. Around a foot could fall in the Chicago area, northern Indiana, and southern Michigan. Plenty of school closings in those areas. The storm's affecting parts of 10 states. FEMA is getting new criticism over its contract with an Atlanta businesswoman to distribute meals in hurricane-torn Puerto Rico. Only 50,000 of 30 million meals ordered up were delivered. Businesswoman Tiffany Brown got the $156 million deal and subcontracted to two firms. One had just 11 employees.
She told me she was experienced with this work, and as time went on, that she would be able to hire additional people to scale up.
Brown had five previous government contracts canceled. Democratic Congresswoman Stacey Plaskett says FEMA should have steered clear.
Other agencies go so far as not just to stop the contract, but to issue a system-wide warning saying that this is not a company to do business with. then how could they have been prepared to do a $156 million contract?
FEMA says despite the problems, food distribution was not disrupted. About the future, a former White House aide says it's not going to be okay under President Trump. Omarosa Manigault Newman speaking in a whisper to a fellow contestant on CBS's Celebrity Big Brother about her time at the White House and her abrupt firing. And she says she was haunted by the president's tweets.
I was haunted by tweets every single day. Like, what is he going to tweet next?
Does anybody say to him, what are you doing?
I mean, I tried to be that person, and then all of the people around him attacked me.
The White House says Omarosa had limited contact with the president while there and no contact now. Packages show up at your doorstep, and you never ordered the stuff. It's happened over and over to a couple in Acton, Massachusetts. And CBS's Jerika Duncan tells us it's part of a scam.
Michael and Kelly Gallivan say the first unordered package arrived in October.
I went out, picked up the package. I opened it up, and I said, what did you buy this stuff for? And he said, I didn't buy that.
They say that was a phone charging hand warmer, and it was soon joined by a humidifier, a flashlight, a Bluetooth speaker, a computer vacuum cleaner, and some LED lights.
Who did you think sent the box?
We did not know.
The scam is known as brushing. An online seller, usually overseas, purchases their own products through fake buyer accounts they've created. The products are shipped to a real address. Then the seller writes a positive review of their items from the fake buyer account.
Amazon says it investigates all reports of unsolicited packages and will ban vendors and reviewers who abuse the system. An American retailer with a long history is breaking some new ground. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Macy's is hoping to boost sales by tapping into the Muslim clothing market. It will debut the Verona collection next week. It'll feature maxi dresses, long tops, hand-dyed hijabs, cardigans, and pants, with prices ranging from around $13 to $85. The brand was created by fashion photographer Lisa Vogel, who says she had difficulty finding modest, fashionable clothing after she converted to Islam 7 years ago. International shipping will be available. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A 21-year-old college student is considering suing Spirit Airlines. Belen Alacosia says she was told twice by the airline she could travel with her emotional support pet, a dwarf hamster. But at the Baltimore airport, officials wouldn't let the animal fly, and she flushed it down a toilet. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.